Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kyle, I see Kyle got jokes, man. We are friends.
That was entertaining in the last segment.
I love everybody. It's just that I just don't understand how I'm downplaying the Eagles, but you agree with what I said.
I like when you get in that mode, Hugh.
No,
you get in, you know, adversarial mode.
Well, it's the, like, I don't mean to be adversarial, and I don't want anybody to think it's like that, but we're arguing semantics at that point.
Yeah,
like, they're not scoring 20 points a game. They're average. Like, I should have worded it better, because I feel like now, especially when it comes to sports debates, you have to be very articulate in what you say.
I thought
in
you,
order to get your point across.
I thought you were extremely articulate.
Then he flustered me. You know, when I got flustered, I couldn't think. So I'm just like, I'm trying not to cuss on there.
Always articulate.
Yeah. Those articulate.
But I'm not mad. Like, let me just say this. I'm not mad because we're all passionate about sports. But, man, sometimes it's just like, come on, man. We're arguing about little details that we really don't need to argue. Well, we're not arguing. We're debating.
Right.
About little details.
And we're arguing.
That we don't need to argue about. Because we both said, like, the Eagles are playing well now.
Yeah.
They haven't been playing well before.
Yeah, it's fair.
And that's not downplaying it. That's just stating a fact.
Yes.
They're starting to turn the corner.
I agree.
So I don't
I'm not arguing with you.
No, I just like, yeah. I don't understand. What are we debating about, dude?
What are we talking about? You hate the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is true. He's a known Eagles hater.
Every day we come on here and I make it my business to try to say, okay, I'm gonna be clear and concise in what I say.
Nope.
It never works.
Still waiting.
It never works.
This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. We've been to all the McGurk's locations, and they all
nice
have awesome food. They really do. And the perfect game day atmosphere. So head on out to McGurk's. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But to reset the table on some of the things we've been talking about today, the Eagles, as we hit the bye week here, and the Eagles 6-2. And the question we're asking is, you know, do you still clearly believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? Because have they been so far this year, to your point, Hugh? No, they haven't. I mean, they have not been the best team to this point. But projecting moving forward, in my mind, I still think they are clearly the best team. I think this is the way they were viewed during training camp. They've had their rough spots, but nothing to the point that's made me, you know, think less of the team. And I look at how things project moving forward. They're pretty healthy. Nolan Smith's been out. They're getting him back. Offensive line, you're getting a little healthier. Brandon Graham, you add back into the fold. I think offensively, obviously, there have been a lot of ups and downs so far this year. I really think they're starting to find something with Kevin Petullo, this under-center play action. They've experimented with a lot of different things. I think they're figuring it out. And when I look at the talent of this team, I get the Lions are good, Packers, teams in the NFC West, Bucks, all these teams.
Yeah.
I just think the Eagles are still clearly, in my mind, the best team in the NFC.
And
like, if I have to bet right now on a team to make Super Bowl, I'm betting on the Eagles.
You know what, though, Tom? And this is the thing. let's not forget that we were forced to go on the center now. I mean, you know, we I hate to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue and hate
here
the Eagles.
Here you go again.
here we go.
Here I go.
Eagles hate
the Eagles. Here I go. Hating
Raining
on the Eagles.
Our parade.
But they were forced to go on the center. They were forced to do that.
Yeah.
And it looks better. And now you've learned from your mistakes. But Cam Jurgens doesn't get hurt. We're not under center as much. I mean, that's just what it is.
You got to make adjustments, though. They're making adjustments.
They made adjustments out of necessity, not because they say, hey, we're just making adjustments just to be making them. They had no choice because Toph couldn't shotgun Ike. He couldn't Ike the ball. So they're doing better now. That's the overall point that I'm making. But it's not like they were on the track to doing better. They had to do it because they had no other choice.
So do you think when Jurgens comes back, this stuff stops? Do you think they do revert back? Because I really hope that's not the case.
That's a good question. That is a good question. Toph has been playing better. He has been playing better. I think the fact that you put what they call it, elephant out there, whatever they would call it, we would call it elephant. When you put the extra lineman out there, the bigger package, whatever. I think that has helped out a lot, you know, to try to get the running game going. The running game, that travels well.
Yeah.
And I think Saquon has hit his stride. I think that Tank Bigsby coming into his own has helped out tremendously. But you have to see it again. And it's fair to say, you know, just like when the caller Andre called in and he said, you know, Detroit hasn't played anybody. We beat up on the Giants.
Fair. Yeah.
We beat up on the Giants.
Yeah, Detroit has played somebody, though.
Yeah. I mean, we beat up on the Giants. But it's one of those things where I'm a firm believer in, hey, they're all NFL teams, regardless of what the record are any given Sunday. We saw the Jets finally get a win this weekend. So anything can happen. So you have to take that with a grain of salt, but I like the direction that the Eagles are trending.
Definitely. And I look at it, and I just think it's more about the Eagles than these other teams. I still think they're the most talented and think they're heading the right direction and think they're the best team in the NFC. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Also with the Sixers. Sixers 4-0, are you raising expectations? We talked to Elliot in the last segment. He said he doesn't want to raise the expectations for this team and kind of enjoy the ride. And I think you can do both. Like, I'm enjoying the ride. I'm enjoying watching Maxey, enjoying watching Edgecombe. But I can't lie. Like, I look at the Eastern Conference right now, and you got the Knicks who are good. You got the Cavaliers who are good. Other than that, there's nobody in the Eastern Conference.
You see him, Kyle. He out here picking out tuxedos, wedding venues. Did you get a cake yet for the wedding?
I have not. I might go ring shopping after the show.
No, I'm saying, you know, he's jumping back in, and he see the young guys playing at 4-0. They can win it all.
Why not us, man?
You're setting yourself up to get hurt again.
Why can't we win the Eastern
Conference? You're doing the whole, East is weak, this is a good,
you know. It is weak. It's terrible.
I know, but that's going to make it worse. If the Sixers, if you raise your expectations and the Sixers can't come out of, or like, you know, go deep in the playoffs in a weak Eastern Conference, aren't you just going to feel worse? Because
but what
it's
if
weak?
They can, Kyle?
They can.
What if they can? Why not? They have Maxey. They have Edgecombe. They have
ready.
McCain.
They're
they have Embiid. They have George.
They're not ready.
They're one of the most talented teams in the conference. I disagree. Come on. You guys got to just let your...
Don't be afraid to love again.
Don't be afraid to love.
I'm definitely afraid.
You
got to love again. So are you ready to raise expectations on this Sixers season? I am. Hugh and Kyle are not. They don't want to commit. 215-592-9494. In a minute, we will get to some sound from Boogie Cousins regarding the Sixers. First, let's go back to the phones. Go to AT in Overbrook Park. What's up, AT?
What's up, fellas? Very, very entertaining show, man.
What's up, AT, man? How you doing, man?
Big Hugh. So listen, man, I'm going against you today, Hugh, because I'm believing in the Sixers. This is my early
Sixers hater, Hugh, man, over here. Unbelievable.
I'm gonna let you have it, man. I'm gonna sit back and just listen.
So you know, this is my early season prediction. Now that they've won this four games in the way they won it, I got to say they're a 6 seed this year or higher. I got to give them that much. And then after about 25 games, I'm going to come again. And so I believe, because, you know, based on what the East is, like, you know, you got the Knicks, they brought in Brunson, and now all of a sudden they became a top 3 team. And you got the Pacers, when they emerged, they brought in Haliburton. So these teams wasn't, like, built up to constantly dominate. They just came in with a couple key pieces, and look where they're at. Look where they are. So now why can't we do that? Why,
can I ask you a question, AT? Can I ask you a question? I'm going to let you cook, but do you really think we can win it all, though? Win it all.
Win the East.
Six seed. with Joe, it depends on what Joe end up looking like.
I ain't asked you all that. I asked you a yes or no question. You're giving me ifs and maybes. And I'm gonna ask you again, AT. Do you think they can win it all?
I'm a basketball realist. I'm not ready to say they can win it all yet.
Okay, that's all. See, that's all we're talking about. Yeah, that's all we're talking about. I'm excited to see as far as they go. Now, I want to see how far they go, and I'm going to be pulling for them. But my man TK over here, he trying to buy a wedding. He trying to buy a tuxedo. He trying to get married. He talking about going all in with the squad.
Nah. After 25 games, I might change it, but can I drop one Eagles point?
You got it. It's all you. Go for it.
Listen, Detroit is fugazi, man. They was last year number one seed. What happened to them? We 1-4 against Jared Goff. We 3-0 against Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Like the team I'm worried about Baker Mayfield. That's the one quarterback in the NFC to scare me. The rest of them dudes, we 4-4 against Stafford. I looked all this up. So yeah, the team like Baker Mayfield. He has done it recently to us. He has got us. The rest of these dudes, man, when it comes down to the come down, we got hurts and they don't have hurts. And so let's see how – and that's when Kurtz are going to show is the difference in who's under the center, not just the team. Yeah, Detroit team, they had their moments. They look so good, blah, blah, blah. But they who's under center? Like, we dudes don't scare me, man. Jared Goff don't scare me, man. His own team.
Yeah, I mean, but that ain't –
I hear you.
I hear you, but that – but A.T., that ain't the dude that I'm worried about. I'm worried about those two running backs, man. Jahmyr Gibbs and what's the other cat name?
Montgomery.
They call him Sonic and Knuckles.
Yep.
Them cats are home run hitters, dog. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen to this. The last game, Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 carries, 136 yards, dog.
Gibbs is legit, man. I mean,
no, like when I say this, it's not so much I'm worried about the quarterback. The quarterback's gonna do what he does. You know, in the last game he had 241 yards. You know, he was okay. But when you talk about a team that has two running backs, like we're starting to merge with our two, but man, that's the thing that scares me. And Amara St. Brown, he's not bad. He's not bad.
Oh, no. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he's really good.
I'm sensing deep Lions fear from Hugh.
I am too.
Like big time.
A lot of Lions fear.
I think he is trembling.
I know
in fear.
Hugh doesn't like the S word here, but I don't know. They seem a little scared, Hugh.
You guys are ridiculous.
A lot of Lions praise today. Right. Do we have another Detroit
here.
Douglas? Is this a new alter ego?
You know what? You guys are worse than you people. I try to sit here and drop these hot analysis on a daily basis, and y'all work my last nerve.
Oh man,
I need combat pay. I need what Bryce Harper
Excuse
needs.
Me? Yeah,
I need combat pay. I need to be.
You want a financial apology?
I couldn't get it out fast enough. I need to be financially apologized to.
I heard you asking for a financial apology on the air yesterday.
Especially after I had to pay for these shoes that I couldn't let John Richard have.
What did you say yesterday? Give me a million, I think was the exact quote.
Well, you know, you got to aim high. You know, when you look at me and start cursing at me, then you back it off a little bit.
I just get in the wrong. I literally, it was perfect. I get in the car yesterday, and I'm listening for 5 seconds. And all I hear is you say, give me a million. I'm like, oh, there's you.
That's all I need.
For money again.
If you give me a million, I'll be all right. Okay, I'll compromise.
Yeah.
I'll take 600,000.
You know what? I think I might have kind of figured out what's at the real root of you caping for the Lions so much.
Caping for the Lions.
Well,
good. Google
well, you know
it.
Your,
okay.
You know your boy's in Detroit.
Who?
Tobias.
Crumble Cook? No.
Yeah.
No.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
He's in Detroit.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Okay.
Right. I just look at them, like the games that I've seen the Lions play.
Yeah.
They control the clock for the most part. They do a good job of controlling the clock, and they can run the ball at any point on the field. They can run the football. Because I saw one, I think Jahmyr, like the last game, he riffed off a 60-yard run or something like that. And that's the thing, like, whoa. We haven't seen a running back of that caliber this year.
He's got to be the fastest running back.
Yeah, we haven't seen one like that. So that's and the fact that they can throw, it's a little concerning because they're a team that can do both. Like the teams that we played this year, when you look at them, they're either one or the other.
Yep.
You know, and the quarterback play, and you know, people trying to poo-poo on Jared Goff. Dog, we lost to what's his name, Jackson Dart. We lost to Bo Nix, and these are young quarterbacks. Jared's been around the block a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know what? Jared's a lot bigger quarterback than I thought he was, too. He ain't no little dude.
No, I like Goff as a player, but what Goff's dealing with is, you know, these big games have been a massive problem for
him. Yeah, he's not the big game dude, but, you know, it's you could even throw in the point that they're not a great road team, but still, they can run the football. The running game travels well.
Yeah.
And they're playing solid defense, and your boy just got – Hayden Hutchinson just got paid.
I'll tell you what, man. That is news for a potential Jalen Carter extension. I know they play different positions, but both up front.
Yeah,
the Eagles are going to have to pay Jalen Carter a lot of money next offseason.
They're gonna break bread.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But as far as the Sixers go, obviously they're off to this 4-0 start. But did want to play a little bit of audio for you because obviously a lot of takes flying around first week of the season here. And the Sixers, a lot of the success has come with Joel Embiid not in there a lot of the time. I mean, Joel Embiid has sat out one of the games, obviously been on minutes restriction. Here was former NBA player Boogie Cousins talking about the Sixers and how they've been playing without Embiid.
One, when Joel Embiid is on the floor, we all know the Sixers are playing through Joel Embiid. So it's a completely different playing style. Now with him being out of the not being out of the lineup, but with limited minutes, you get to see an entirely different playing style with these two frontcourt guards. Backcourt guards. So with that being said, it's a valid question, and they also have an opportunity to get a small sample size of what the future looks like for the Philadelphia 76ers moving forward. So is it a valid question? Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure the front office are having talks about it, what it looks like, what the possibility is, and you know, should we consider closing this door moving forward or what? So I absolutely think it's a valid question.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And that was Cousins basically saying, you know, Sixers are better off without Embiid. I get the point of they're able to play more freely. They're able to run things through the young guys. But this is when it comes to this year. Ultimately, I don't think they're, like, better without Embiid. I think they're better with Embiid playing maybe a lesser role. Mm-hmm. But if they're going to win anything significant, they're going to need Joel Embiid to be a big part of that.
I don't know. It's still early. And we've seen the big fella, like, he had a good game last night. But your biggest asset is your availability. And it's clear the way that they're playing him. He didn't play on the one night where they had the back-to-back, that they're concerned about his health. So I think that if you're being honest about it, they're looking to try to see how they look as long as they possibly can without him contributing as much to see if they can make a run. This is still up in the air. And they're still trying to figure out what they want to do with Joel. I think the reason why he played as much as he did, let's be honest, because he complained. He complained about his minutes, and that's why he was out there.
And like, again, I get the point in terms of, like, you're able to do more with the young guys. You're able to run a lot more, which this team is suited to run. They have a lot of youth on the floor, a lot of athleticism. That is what, you know, is going to help them out significantly. But if we are talking about winning this year, they are going to need Joel. Like, they are going to need to find a way to make this work. And I think they can mesh it together. Like, I think it's a positive, honestly, that you've been able to do all this without Joel on the floor. Because, let's face it, in his career so far, one of the Sixers' biggest issues has been when Joel Embiid's been hurt, when he's been out, or he's been on minutes restriction, whatever. The team just falls apart. Like, and maybe part of that is they run things through him to an unhealthy degree. But I think you should be able to mesh it together. Kyle, I'll ask you, Boogie Cousins' point, Sixers better without Joel. How do you feel about that?
I wouldn't say they're better without Joel, like him off the floor. I think the point that hits me the most is that they're probably better not running the offense through him. Like, I think we might just have to face the reality that Joel Embiid's probably just like a role player right now. And I think that's probably the best version of the Sixers. The team has to run through the guards. I think it's that simple.
Do you think he will be okay with that? Because I agree. I think they should run through Maxey. They should run through Edgecombe. Yeah, I mean, he needs to understand he's at a different point in his career now. And hey, Joel's talked about wanting to win. If he really wants to win, he better be okay with
this. Yeah, like if he's going to put his money where his mouth is, then he has to be okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, man. So, Q, man, perfect analogy with TK and the Sixers, man. Like, TK, that dude that tell you about a woman, you got to ask him when he met the woman. Because he might have met her 2 days ago, and he's ready to get married, man. We got to slow down, man. Sixers haven't played. Who have we played? A healthy Cleveland, the Knicks, getting out the East with this team? No, I don't think so. I don't even see.
They beat Boston, Jay. They got to win over Boston.
Stop it, TK. Be serious. TK, that Boston team is hot trash, man. And the messed up thing is they're going to mess around being the lottery this year. Mess around, get a real high draft, pick a great player, and Tatum going to come back. Matter of fact, I don't even want to make everybody sick. So we're not even going to talk about that part of it.
Well, they could have a year like the Sixers had last year. And that's the thing, Jay. I mean, last year was painful in the moment. But, hey, last year ultimately was worth it to get Edgecombe.
And that's why, like you said, just enjoy the dating stage right now, bro.
And Jay, you know what? Man. I'm about to hit there with some reality. Who was the dude that they were thinking about drafting that didn't want to be here? Like, he made
Ace
Bailey. Like, Ace Bailey was supposed to be here until he told him, nah. And we got luck. I
think they would have taken Edgecombe anyway.
I don't think so.
They were not. TK, we were not.
I don't know.
Boy, I tell you, revisionist history.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think you have to give Daryl Morey a little more credit.
Yeah,
do we have to?
Yes. He's been a very good drafter.
He's been a great drafter.
You was about to say a great drafter.
He is.
He has been. I mean, Maxey,
has he not been?
McCain,
you disagree?
Edgecombe, Bona.
I'm not going to push back on that one.
Yeah. Good.
They were looking at Ace Bailey like he was a little KD, which he certainly wasn't.
Nobody said that, not. But Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot was the only one who said that.
Yes.
No, come on. Elliot wasn't the only person. There were other people.
But nobody on the Sixers said it.
Yeah,
is the point.
Yeah, they didn't compare him.
You made that up.
What means were you in with that anyway, Kyle?
He said, right, "What means so, were you
what
in?
What meeting was Kyle in with Daryl Morey? Okay, cool. So the Eagles too." Hugh, you're right, man. Detroit is by far the most scary opponent that we could have because they're explosive. And they're explosive from running to how that sets up the pass. And they have playmakers on defense all over. People talking about they fizzled out last year. They had as many injuries I've seen as a good team have going into a playoff.
Yeah,
that probably I've ever seen. You know, like them healthy is an animal, man. So you know, I'm not worried about Green Bay because Jordan Love will turn the ball over in critical times.
It just feels like that. It really does.
Yeah, but it feels like we should meet Detroit. Like, we should. As long as they're healthy and we're healthy, man. But people talking about trading A.J. Brown before the year is out is crazy. So what do you think? Because Tank Bigsby had one good game, we're going to turn our attack into Detroit's attack in the middle of a season and change everything and make it to the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. AJ can go in the offseason, but he's got to be here. It's about the playoffs from now on. It's about playoffs and Super Bowls. And regular season, we can win a bunch of games probably without him, but we're not winning a Super Bowl and getting through the NFC without AJ Brown's presence, man. Like, it's just not going to happen. you know, it's just not. So that's how I feel about AJ. He can go next year, but he's got to be here. And he's got to play this year for us to go back to the Super Bowl.
Well, I hear you, Jay. Good call. Thanks for calling in. And yeah, I think AJ will probably be here. But Hugh, Elliott put it at 15%. I know it's not like a high number, but it's kind of higher than I expected him to say. I mean, 20% is 1 in 5. It's 15% is relatively high, I think, when it comes to AJ.
Yeah, I mean, because we don't know. AJ sent him mixed messages, man. And I know nobody wants to talk about it, but I mean, he is. And you just don't know where he's at. I'm kind of with Ike on this one. And me and Ike had a conversation about this. He's not actively asking to be traded that I know of. I haven't heard anybody say anything about AJ's went into the office and said that he wants to be traded. But he is giving off negative energy. You know, and, you know, like I said, when you're talking about trying to keep your unit cohesive and win football games, that doesn't sit well. Now, I think the Eagles can manage that because I think they have a good infrastructure where they can manage all that. But it's not a great work environment to go to work and be like, oh, what's wrong with this cat today?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with this
cat? Yeah. So,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to work. Yeah. Like, you know, people, there's somebody right now that went into work this morning and be like, damn, I got to deal with this fool today.
Yeah. No,
And you try to smile and you're trying to, you know, do the right thing and say And you try to avoid him as much as you possibly can, but you really can't, and you're like, damn, I got to deal with this.
I feel that's how Kyle's looking at me today, honestly.
He probably is.
That's exactly what I think. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll continue taking your phone calls on the Sixers and Eagles in the final hour of the show. When we come back, everyone's most anticipated segment of the week, Hugh and I will do our updated quarterback power rankings in the NFL. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, it's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.